Brian Dorion. I'm sure you're pretty satisfied after what was a difficult enough afternoon.
Yeah, difficult enough, to be fair, Jeremy. The day was in it. The weather, and you know, in the first half, you know, we had enough chances to maybe see the game out. We didn't take them. Gary misses a penalty. You know, we wouldn't 1-0 down. Probably Sligo would have been happy with that. The second half, they came out, they got nearly goal after whatever stage it was. And we're under a bit of pressure, but to be honest, the boys, we told them if we could defend them, we didn't catch them in the counter-attack, which we did. We would get chances. We had a couple before we did score the second and the third. So, but, you know, we're saying delighted to get through and delighted for the players and the league itself. You know, it gives them a boost in regards of getting qualifying for the last 16.
Yeah, well, Gary Merritt might remember this afternoon, perhaps for the wrong reasons, Brian, those two penalty misses. But in fairness to him, he showed just what he's all about with that goal shortly after the earmark to put the Donegal League 2-1 in front. And really, that was a key moment in the game.
Yeah, definitely so. You know, to be fair to him, any man's man enough to go up and hit a penalty. I must have then missed a second one in the same match. You know, it takes a wee bit of courage. And I know it didn't go for him. He had it just let the keeper save it. But it showed the class that he has and that he's played at a higher level. And the finishes he got in the match, it showed that he knows what to do when he gets into an area. I know maybe he has to sharpen up on the penalties, but to be fair to him, he did really well in the goals he got, so we're happy enough with that.
Yeah, you knew coming into this game, Brian, that you only had to avoid defeat. At times, when Sligo Leitrim got back on level terms, you know, it could have gone either way.
Oh, definitely. You know, we were running up at half-time, and even in the first half when we scored, it was a good goal, and a great finish beyond Sheridan, and to be fair, there's patches in the game, as I said, the white half end. There's phases in the first half where they were dominant, where they played the wee interlink in football. Like, as I said, I knew a lot of the boys from my time in Sligo. They played between the middle, where we changed them, went four across the middle. So I had to get Gary or Kenny Doran to drop in. And to be fair, as I say, credit to them, they try to play all the time, and as they always would. You know, they're a younger team than they were last year. And they'll be good to go maybe next year, but in fairness today, they're happy enough with us.
And I'm sure you're happy to come through as well, given the conditions today, Brian, because that didn't make it easy for either side.
Terrible conditions, you know, but fair play to Drumahoe Football Club. My God, the pitch, there's not an ounce of water in the pitch. If you do not have the one, then there's a hail shower, as you see in the second half, the referee, you rightly so, to call the players off. You know, it's absolutely Baltic, and the swirling one didn't make it easy. Maybe as a spectacle for a game, it wasn't good either, but, you know, we could do not have the weather, but in fairness to the facilities here in Drumahoe and to Kieran, them, it's fantastic, you know.
Okay. Well done, Brian.
Thank you.
There you have it, Chris. Brian Dorion, the Donegal League manager, a cold but a happy man after what was an entertaining game, it must be said. Plenty of goals. We had 7 goals here at the Moss this afternoon, and it finished the Donegal League 5, Sligo Leitrim League 2, so the Donegal League safely through to the knockout stages of the competition.